So we're going to say hello to the world of US sport. Phil Murphy is the host of ESPN Sports Center. He's back again on a Thursday. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, boys. How are you doing today?
We're going very well, thank you, buddy. We've just been having a chat about Maria Sharapova. But one of the things that is really capturing our attention is the situation with Ben Simmons over there in the NBA and this back injury that sort of was going through for a couple of days and no one was saying too much. All of a sudden, he's got this back injury. How bad is Ben's back?
Well, it's hard to tell right now. It's being classified as a nerve impingement. And right now, I think we can say that the Sixers are exercising caution with it. They've said they're going to reevaluate their star point guard in about 2 weeks' time. And most people don't think Simmons will be close to a return in that two-week time period. They think they're going to reevaluate him and then sit him again for another week or two. The reason I think that they're going to be very conservative with that is that the Sixers are going to make the playoffs. And they need Ben Simmons to compete in the playoffs. The problem is, we talked about this before on this show, Philadelphia is the best team in the NBA at home. They're 27-2 on the season on their home floor. The problem is when they go on the road, they're 9-20. That's the same road record as the Knicks. When you have anything in common with the Knicks, it's normally not a good thing. So Philadelphia has an issue with where they land in the standings. The further that they down they slip the standings, one, they're going to play a better team in the first round, but also if they don't finish above that four line, and right now they're currently not, they're currently the five seed, that means they're not going to have home court advantage in the first round, and they're going to have to figure out those road woes against a better team. So on a macro level, this is an alarming sign for Philadelphia, because as they exercise caution without Ben Simmons, presumably they're going to slip a little bit in the standings, and if they do that, it's going to mean a little bit of trouble come playoff time.
Right, but so you're confident he'll be right. So all the inclinations are at the moment that he'll be fine for the back end of the season, and particularly from, I'm thinking pretty selfishly here, Phil, at the moment for the Olympics.
Yes, yeah. The Sixers have said they're not shelving him for the year. They put a 2 week timetable on it. They're going to reevaluate that nerve impingement, and with the type of injury that is, it's not going to require surgery in all likelihood. It's going to get better with rest, and that's why they're doing that now. And you look at for the Olympic Games, the Olympics start late July in Tokyo. He's obviously a big part of the Boomers' plans. Brett Brown, the coach of the Sixers, is the Australian Olympic coach as well. So there's multiple incentives for him to be healthy once we hit May, June, and July. Right now, the Sixers are only thinking about the end of the season, and I think when they reevaluate Simmons in a couple weeks, we'll get an exact timetable then. Again, I don't think he'll be back at the end of that two-week timetable, but I think once they reevaluate him there, we'll know, is it with 15 games left in the season, is it with 5 games left, when we can expect Simmons back in the lineup for the Sixers, and also what his workload will be like. Will he be limited to 25 minutes a game? Will he not play in the second night of back-to-back? It's something we saw the Raptors do very well with Kawhi Leonard last year, and then once playoff time came around, Leonard led the NBA in minutes and usage and led Toronto to their first title. So I think Philadelphia is looking at this blueprint in the era of load management. They have a star with a nagging injury. No need to trot him out there now. But again, if we go in 2 weeks and they have slipped in the standings and it's looking like the four seed's getting out of reach, maybe there's an incentive to return him to the lineup sooner rather than later. But again, I would set your watch to that 2 week timetable. And maybe two Thursdays from now, I'll have a more concrete update for you.
Phil, I asked you this question, I think, last week. Is Zion Williamson now a chance to win the Rookie of the Year?
You know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I didn't think so, because Ja Morant had been playing so well, but Zion's just getting better and better, and he stood toe-to-toe with LeBron James last night. Again, it was a game in which New Orleans lost, and this is a Pelicans team that is currently on the outside of the playoff picture looking in, but Zion has been unbelievable. He scored 29 points against the Lakers last night, going right at Anthony Davis, a guy who three times has been on an All-NBA team. You know, he was outdone by LeBron. LeBron had 40 points in that game. And a fun fact, if you want to be the smartest person in the pub, 14 hours from now, it's the third most points combined between number one picks the first time they've met each other. LeBron, the number one pick back in 03, Zion, of course, earlier this year. 69 combined points between the two. That's the third most in NBA history. The most is when LeBron and Andrew Bogut met for the first time. They combined for 75 points. A little Australia connection there with that bit of trivia. But to answer your question, as the NBA season has progressed and Zion has gotten his feet underneath him, he has looked better and better and better. I would still tip Ja Morant because his body of work hasn't really slowed. And if we take a snapshot of the playoffs right now, he has a Memphis Grizzlies team that was expected to be in the bottom three or four of the West. He has them as the eighth spot in the playoffs. I think if Morant leads the Grizzlies to the playoffs, having played the full body of season, he will win Rookie of the Year. But that says nothing about Zion Williamson. In fact, that Zion is even making this a debate at this stage just speaks volumes to his potential and his likelihood that he will live up to the unbelievable hype he had entering the NBA this year.
Speaking of basketball, just with what's happened with Kobe, Bryant, and all that sort of thing, will the basketball team for the Olympics, from America's perspective, be even stronger? Do you think there'll be a real determination to make sure that they have the best team they can have and win the whole thing?
You know, I think the answer to that question is yes, but I don't know. You know, we start talking correlation, causation. I don't know if Kobe Bryant's passing is going to play into that. Honestly, I think more than anything, it's how the U.S. was just embarrassed at the World Championships. Yep. Not the fact that they didn't win it, but they finished, what, seventh
at the
World Championships. Is going to spur on the guys who are on the fringes of maybe playing. Take a Steph Curry, for example, with a hand injury. Might he have rested that over the summer and look toward next year when we expect Golden State to be more like Golden State, not the second-to-worst team in the NBA as they are right now, or excuse me, the worst team in the NBA as they are right now. I think it's more the World Championships that are going to spur that on. Or I think you might see some motivation from drawing inspiration on Kobe Bryant is more with the Los Angeles Lakers this year in the playoffs. It's turned into something of a storybook season for them. Somebody who was and is and forever will be the face of that franchise, Kobe Bryant. And now LeBron taking that mantle from Kobe. He's talked about the added motivation and added weight that he feels with the NBA team this season. But it wouldn't surprise me if USA Basketball had some kind of tribute for Kobe, because he, more than most other players of his era, took pride in representing Team USA. On the national team, he looked at Michael Jordan and the Dream Team from yesteryear. He took a lot of pride in being a part of the gold medal side for the U.S. there. So I could see USA Basketball doing something like that, but I think you are always going to get the best healthy product that U.S. basketball was able to offer because of the World Championships, and I think that makes the U.S. the prohibitive favorite to win gold in Tokyo.
Yeah, it'd be tough to go past them, you'd reckon, just with the talent pool, let alone the incentive on offer now on the back of what's happened. Phil, always great to chat to you. We appreciate it, mate. We'll touch base next week.
Sounds great. I'll talk to you then. Good.